The Pipeline Masters finished up on Thursday, and among the results, John Florence took the last slot on the U.S. Olympic team. There's still a lot of surf going on the North Shore. Let's head out to the North Shore right now with a leading authority on Oahu beaches to find out a little bit more about what goes on under the waves. John Clark started his career as a lifeguard at Sandy Beach, then spent 33 years around Oahu with the fire department. He's written 10 books about Hawaii's beaches and ocean lore, including Beaches of Oahu.
Okay, so right now we can see the entire district of Waialua.
We made our way out along the shady right arm of Haleiwa Harbor there.
Here at Puaina Point, we're right in the middle of this district of Waialua. From Waimea, which is where the White Tower is, and that point, all the way to Kaiana Point.
Haleiwa is where the fabled 7-mile miracle begins. The greatest concentration of world-class surf breaks on the planet are located between Haleiwa and Sunset Beach.
Every single one is an individual ocean park, if you want to look at it that way.
What about Ehukai Beach, where they do the Pipe Masters? What's that break like?
There's nothing between the North Pacific and the beach at the pipeline except a very shallow reef. So you get these 10 to 15 foot waves just coming out of the deep blue, and they hit this super shallow reef and then they just jump. And when they jump, they pitch and form this pipeline-like barrel, this tube. And that's what makes that break so dangerous, is that it's a super vertical, super steep, super challenging wave, but at the same time, surfers consider it one of the best rides in the world.
Respected body surfer Marcus Biju died at Ehukai a year ago January, bringing the death toll at Pipeline to around a dozen. Surfers only started regularly challenging these huge waves after Tom Blake invented the surfboard fin in 1934. Innovations in the 60s to 80s led to the virtuoso style of surfing today. Clark says the reef at Sunset is deeper, more gradual, and extends much further out, so waves there break a quarter mile or more offshore when it's big, then roll into a shallow reef.
The pipeline is it's a steeper, very challenging, fast ride, and the ride at Sunset Beach is also a big, challenging wave, but it's a much longer ride.
Describe what happens at Waimea Bay.
Waimea Bay is a point break. The ride there is much shorter because you're just taking off on this monstrous peak, trying to get down the face of the wave so that you can make a turn and just aim for the channel in the middle of the bay.
The Eddie Aikau Big Wave Challenge at Waimea Bay has only been held 9 times since it started in 1984. Waves have to be consistently 30 to 40 feet, and the holding period runs through February next year. Then, get ready for surfing at Tokyo 2020. John Florence qualified for the first U.S. Olympic surfing team yesterday at Pipeline. He'll join Kolohe Andino, Caroline Marks, and Carissa Moore as Team USA. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.